Hey, Ag Matters, another great program with Amy Pettit, reaching out all over the state for agriculture ideas. So Amy, welcome your guest in for another edition of Ag Matters.
I invited Steve Seifelt, Dr. Steve Seifelt, on this morning to talk about an upcoming conference next month, or actually at the end of this month. We are in February now, aren't we? And that is the Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Conference, right, Steve?
Yes, it is.
And who? Let's start, I guess, with you, Steve. Who are you, and what do you do, and why did I want you to talk about SARE?
I'm the state horticulture specialist here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I help with the botanical gardens, and I'm conducting research on horticultural problems. That's my most current job. 2 years ago, I would have said, I'm the cooperative extension agent for Interior Alaska. And then 5 years before that, I would have said, I'm with the Ag Research Service, and I conduct research on solving agricultural problems in the state.
Okay, but now you're the horticultural specialist? Is that what you said?
Specialist.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Jeff Smink had the position before.
Okay. Okay, but technically then, I guess, was I wrong? Are you still with Cooperative Extension then? It's just part of the new family?
Yeah, it's the School of Natural Resources and Extension now.
Okay.
And my appointment is 50% Extension, 40% Research, and 10% Teaching.
Okay, very good. We'll get back to that, and maybe you can tell us about some of the horticultural problems you're focused on. But let's jump right into the upcoming SARE conference.
Yes.
First off, when is it?
It starts on February 21st. That first day is a bunch of different workshops, and people that want to come for those workshops can register. Some are half day, some are full day.
Okay.
Then the 22nd is the actual meeting.
Okay.
And in the early morning, we'll have some plenary sessions. The governor has sent a little video welcoming everybody.
Oh, fun.
And then after the break, we'll split into three different sessions, and you go to whichever one you're interested in. And it's been kind of a problem because people often want to go to two talks that are offered at the same time, and so we encourage them to bring significant others, partners, friends,
okay,
to get all that. But there's so much going on, you know, the conference will go on for a week, and so it's better just to do that. And then at the end of the day, after the last break, we all come back together again for some more talks.
Okay.
And then the third day is more workshops.
Okay. So when I was looking at the schedule, it was kind of set up as pre-conference workshops on Wednesday, right?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday, okay. And then full conference on Wednesday,
yes.
Then? And then post-conference more workshops on Thursday, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about, and this might be an unfair question for you, Steve, but I know when I was at the Division of Agriculture, from 05 to 2015, I attended a SARE conference every one of those years, and I wasn't at the first one. So how long has the SARE conference been going on?
This is the 13th year.
The 13th year. Okay, very good.
And it's evolved quite a bit. You know, initially the sustainability focus was more on organics.
Yeah.
And now the focus is more on all farms with the thinking behind that is no farmer wants to be farming unsustainably.
Sure.
Our audience is quite large. We have some of the biggest growers in Delta Junction that come up. Last year, we had some of the bigger growers in the valley come to the conference. Of course, we had it in Anchorage last year.
Yeah. So it used to always be held in Fairbanks, and then a few years ago, we decided that we'd switch it down to Anchorage and back up to Fairbanks. And that went well, right? We had good attendance in Anchorage?
Yeah. In Fairbanks, typically we get over 200. But, you know, it's been here for a long time.
Yeah.
And so for us to drop down to, I think it was 180 or something in Anchorage, it was kind of sad because we were hoping there would be a whole lot more people there. But There just weren't. And I think the message hasn't gotten out there about what you can actually learn and get out of a conference like this.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. And in my experience, it's typically the largest gathering of agricultural producers in the state, you know, for a couple of days. And so there's typically some great vendors there, equipment dealers and insurance salesmen and other folks involved in the industry that want to talk to the farmers that are there. So this year we're in Fairbanks and it's going to be at the Westmark Hotel. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. And do you have any idea, are there still, I know the hotel sometimes books up fast. Are there still hotel rooms available if folks want to, if folks still haven't registered or got their reservation?
Yes, there
okay,
are.
Good. That's good to know. Okay. So let's start on the pre-conference workshop day. What are the offerings on that day?
On the first day, we have a birch sap workshop, and it runs all day. They can only take 24 people maximum.
Oh, okay.
And so the first 24 that register get to go. We have a feeling it's going to be a very popular class,
yeah.
So we're going to repeat that on the third day.
Oh, okay.
So we can handle an additional 24. So if you can't get in on Tuesday, then you should be able to get in on the Thursday.
Okay.
We have soil management quality for quality and conservation. Dr. Ming-Chu Zahn is heading that up, and he's got a bunch of speakers. And we're going to have a biochar workshop also.
What's biochar, Steve?
It's an interesting process. It's just like you're making charcoal and where you're burning wood under low oxygen conditions.
Okay.
And then that material absorbs nutrients and releases it really well.
Yeah.
And reports are that adding biochar to your soil, especially, you know, if you're doing vegetable crops or like greenhouses or things like that, your soil maintains its fertility for much longer. It's kind of a new thing, and people are doing a lot of research in it. I'm still sort of on the outside looking in and wondering, is this really going to be a good thing or not?
Oh, interesting. Who's teaching that?
Art Nash.
Okay. That's really interesting. I regret to inform you that I've never heard of biochar before.
Now
you know. If I want to learn more, I have to get in on that workshop. Is that a limited space workshop as well? Do people need to sign up for that one?
It's not, and it's a half day.
Okay.
And then our third, fourth workshop is an all-day one on woodlot management. Glenn Holt used to be the extension agent for forestry up in the interior of Alaska.
Okay.
He got let go last year as part of our continuing sets of cuts. But I've invited him back. He's got an incredible amount of information on how, you know, a lot of the growers here have trees on their property. You know, there's usually a bunch of undeveloped land that's full of trees.
Yep.
And so he's going to go through the process of how to manage that woodlot, you know, not just for firewood, but for other kinds of products.
Oh, interesting. That's great.
Opening and, you know, all that kind of stuff, how to just take care of that and make money off of that woodlot.
Very good. I like it. You know, just a fascinating little piece of my background. I grew up on a beef cattle operation, but my family was also involved in Christmas tree production. So I know a little bit about, that's a lie. I don't really know anything except for that on the southern Oregon coast, you can grow a lot of trees and you can take them down to California. And the Californians really love those fresh, real trees. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Is anybody growing Christmas trees in Alaska, Steve, that you know of?
Not that I know of. You know, growth is a little bit slow
for
the spruces and things. And then I've noticed some of the other trees that people have brought up, they get leggy pretty fast, you know, with their long days and stuff. But I don't know of anybody that has a proper Christmas tree plantation.
I don't either. Interesting. But that's great that Glenn's going to talk about woodlot management. All right. So then let's get into the full day workshop. Let's start with who did you convince to come to Fairbanks in February as the guest speaker?
I twisted his arm, right? I actually we've had a bunch of speakers that have come up that have been experts in this field or that field in the past, geneticists, who are incredibly boring, I'm sad to say.
Every once in a while, you know, it happens.
Anyway, Mike Ridenour from Wyoming, I put out a call to a bunch of people, you included.
Yep.
I wanted to find a farmer who's doing sustainable agriculture and being successful, and then explain how he got or she got to where they are. And Mike's been farming for over 20 years now. It was, like, I think he was an economist or something before that. But he's in Wyoming, and he's farming up, you know, higher elevations, so he's got a short growing season like we do. He uses high tunnels, which lot of the growers in Alaska do.
Yeah.
He farms very sustainably. He's got big distances to market, which so many of our growers do.
Yeah.
And he also does a grass-fed beef operation. His farm is Meadow-Made Fuel Foods, and it's Made, M-A-I-D.
Okay. Meadow-Made Foods, you said?
Yeah, and so if you do a search for that online, you'll see his farm.
Oh, I'm going to do it, yeah.
But he was pretty excited, and I know of people who have heard him talk before, and they say he does a really great job, and when I told him what his time limits were, he was kind of sad. I think he wanted to spend about 4 hours talking about his farm. He's not going to get to do that.
Well, he'll be popular during the breaks then, huh? People will be seeking him out to ask more questions.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's got lots of experience, him and his wife and his daughter, you know, marketing their foods, creating a brand, doing all the things that you need to do to make sure economically you're coming up with a profit and, you know, you're helping your society. And you know, he's taken his land and improved it. It's in much better condition than when he first got it.
Oh, very good. So with the high tunnels, I assume it's some sort of small vegetable production?
Right, right. And he runs a, I wanted to say a CPA.
not that.
No,
taxes
no.
Taxes on the brain. A CSA?
A CSA.
Okay, so, very good.
And again, so many of our growers have CSAs. So.
Yeah. Is he near, like you mentioned that he's distant from market. So what kind of regional hub or what big town in Wyoming? There aren't a lot of cities in Wyoming, I would say, but what big town in Wyoming is he near?
I think he's closest to Fort Collins.
Okay.
And he delivers to Fort Collins and Cheyenne, so his farm must be between the two.
Okay, very good. Well, I look forward to hearing more from, you said it was Mike Ridenour?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So that's our kind of the hot guest speaker, you know, the hot topic coverer. So who else are we going to hear from on Wednesday?
Well, there's David Townsend. He's the FFA national president. And the Future Farmers of America is really growing in Alaska. We've had an excellent person here in Extension.
Kevin,
Yeah, really get things going. And so, I mean, that's the future of agriculture. If you've got kids that are learning about it in high school and they can see that there's a career for them there.
Yep, they get a taste for it.
Yeah, then maybe that's where our new farmers will come from.
Okay, so he's the, what did you say? He's the national FFA?
President.
President. Oh, so he's like a student. He's a young person. He's a high school-aged kid?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting. They are always so passionate, and it's so fun to watch them speak because they're so engaged and passionate about what they're doing. That's really cool that he's going to be there.
Yeah, and we're also going to have in the breakout sessions, Leslie McEwen is our FFA State Prepared Presentations winner.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I heard her give her speech, and it was excellent. And she also said that the SARE conference was the ag conference in Alaska. So it was like, yes. So I've invited her, and she's going to talk about Alaskan agriculture now and in the future.
Very good.
She has a really nice talk. So.
She spoke. Was she the one that spoke at the Farm Bureau annual meeting?
Yes.
Okay. She does do a phenomenal job. That's great. Those prepared speakers do a really good job, too. Okay, great. What else?
Oh, gosh. In those breakout sessions, we have crop growers have two of the sessions, And so we've got a person speaking about sprout production, Justin Rachel.
Okay.
Phil Casper is going to talk about, you know, larger cropping systems. Todd Steinlage from the Division of Ag.
Yep.
He's the only person that they were allowed to send up, and he's going to talk about diseases in fruit trees, apples.
Oh, okay.
Some work that he's done. Heidi Rader's got a new application called Grow and Tell, and she and I are going to do a little talk. First, she'll present her application, and I'll show her or then tell people about how we can use that application for the variety trials that we're starting this summer.
Oh, variety trials on what? Can you tell us yet, or do I have to wait till next 2 weeks?
On vegetables.
Oh, okay, vegetables.
For vegetables. And it's focused on the interior, the variety trials. Well, that's something separate from the conference. We'll talk about that later if we have time.
Okay.
And then managing a market garden in Delta Junction, May's going to be talking about that. Burgoyne, she manages the Dry Creek Farm and does an amazing job out there. Okay. I met her when she took my Master Gardener class.
Okay, very good. So I want to quickly, Steve, remind folks that are listening that we are, this is Amy Pettit with Ag Matters, and we are talking to Dr. Steve Seafelt out of University of Alaska Fairbanks, and we've been covering all the different topics that are coming up at the 13th Sustainable Ag Research and Education Conference to be held in Fairbanks, and it's 2 weeks, or I don't have a calendar in front of me, Steve. You have to forgive me. I can see when it is, but tell me the dates again.
It's the 21st to the 23rd.
Okay. So not next week, right?
But the week after.
But the week after. Okay, right.
Oh, gosh. Time's catching up. We have one open space still.
Oh, okay. On the agenda? Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
But then the other breakout session, we have one on farm management.
Good.
Three talks on that. So we have Doug Buten from the Alaska DEC is going to talk about biosolids.
Oh, that ought to be interesting.
Terminology and uses, yeah.
That's been a hot topic here in the Mat-Su Borough, actually. I wonder if we'll have some folks chiming in because, there's been discussion about whether that should be allowed, biosolids use on farm fields, et cetera. So that'll be interesting.
Right. Yeah, it will. Christina Johnson is going to talk. She's from the Ken Murray Insurance.
Okay.
Talk about understanding farm insurance. I mean, you've got to do that. Davita Khalsa is going to talk about permaculture. And then we'll have three talks from the birch sap and marking, birch sap and syrup making group.
Okay.
They're going to give three talks on that as part of the conference, you know, so that there's people that weren't able to go to the workshop but are interested in how they can use their birch trees. There'll be some, four talks on that.
Okay.
And then we'll have some talks on sustainable practices and marketing. Calypso Farm is going to talk about value-added wool. Alaska Honeybees are going to talk about sustainable beekeeping.
Oh, good.
And then we've got meat and fiber. So Mid-State Meats are going to come and talk.
A little bit of everything.
Well, I mean, the conference really is inclusive. It's
absolutely
all agriculture. It's not just growing wheat or barley or whatever. It's everything.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why this conference draws in so many people is because there's something for everyone. And like you mentioned in the beginning, there's a lot jammed into one day and people have to pick and choose, which I know I've been on the planning committee a couple times for this conference and we're always kind of torn between Do we stretch it out? Do we make people leave wishing they could have heard more? And it seems like we really went with that track this year with kind of one full day. And you've got to pick. You've got three options at any given time. Is that true? Of which?
Yeah.
Which workshop to go to? So people have to be choosy about what they go see. But hopefully they'll feel like they really got a lot out of it.
Well, yeah, and I've not ever gotten a comment back that, you know, this was a waste of my time and money.
Oh, yeah, no. So let's talk about those details real quick. We've kind of covered the conference agenda pretty good, but for folks that miss part of it, or that, you know, we're frantically trying to write down names and times, where can someone go to find all of this information, Steve?
On the website, we have a bit.ly. It's bit.ly, and then it's just SareConf, SareConf.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you just type that in, then you'll go straight to the webpage, and then it has the draft agenda and registration, accommodation information. There's links for all of that.
Okay, great. Very good. And there is a cost involved, right? It's not free for you guys to put on this workshop. So what is the cost for someone if they want to attend the SARE conference in 2 weeks?
We've struggled to keep the cost as low as possible. And I have a grant that I've written that funds a large part of this, you know, for paying for speakers to come and whatnot. So basically the food, the cost covers the food.
Right.
And the food is super expensive. We try and make sure all the food, and we've done this for 3 years now, is Alaska grown.
Yeah. Which that, I just have to give you mad props for that. As a conference organizer from the past, that's always a difficult thing, but it's really about kind of blazing the path and setting the tone with the hotel and the contractor and just saying, nope, this is a priority for us, and we want you to use local. So I'm really thankful to you guys for continuing to do that.
Oh, yeah. And once you bring the chef in and you say, look, we can bring this kind of meat, we can do this, and it gets pretty exciting. It's like a challenge. Okay,
absolutely.
We've got lettuce coming down from here and this, but anyway, the way we've worked it out this year is if you come for 1 day, it's $60.
Okay.
If you go for 2 days, it's $100. And if you do all 3 days, it's $130.
Okay.
The last days of workshops, you know, we have the repetition of the birch sap and syrup, but we also have an all-day workshop that's essentially focused on rural agriculture, so off-road agriculture.
Okay.
And Nicole Swenson, Heidi Rader are heading that up. And we had a breakout session last year in Anchorage on the last day in the afternoon, and there were three other small little breakout sessions that sort of ended before time. And 5 o'clock rolled around. I went in there, and the place was packed. And they weren't even close to being done.
Okay.
And so I just let them. And then finally at 6, Iditarod people showed up and said, we need that room. And I had to chase them out. And I thought, no, this is something
we
that
need to talk more
about. What's available in the state for people that are farming, you know, in the small villages, and, you know, how can we all work together? And people are wanting to grow their own food. How can we make this happen?
Yeah. Nicole Swenson is from Tyonek, right?
Yes, the Tyonek Tribal Conservation District.
Very good. That ought to be very popular again.
Yeah, and Heidi Rader's been, she's an extension agent, but she's been working with the Tanana Chiefs Council.
Chiefs, yeah. And Heidi's just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to this stuff. You know, she's
absolutely.
Got, is it a cookbook that Heidi put out a couple of years ago using regional foods and local foods? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then we have a half day on sustainable farm risk management and financing.
Oh.
We have some people from AgriLogic coming up.
Oh, right.
And then there's a half-day workshop on rhodiola.
Oh,
and,
good.
And then there's a full-day workshop that last day on reindeer husbandry.
Oh, okay.
So, that's Denise Hardy has taken that on, and there's going to be a lot of really interesting speakers. If you're interested in having reindeer and you want to know the ins and outs of, that's the place to go.
That's a hot topic, too. I just heard that the Nunavak Island Herding Group or Association, they just got a big federal grant to work on their slaughter facility. Have you heard about that?
I knew that they were trying. I didn't know that they got it. That's great.
Yeah, I heard that happened. So I kind of put that on my topic list for Ag Matters, that I need to get someone on the radio to talk about reindeer and what's going on out there. That's a good reminder. Okay, so Steve, suddenly a half an hour is almost gone, and I think we've covered most of the important points. What else do you want to throw at us about SARE? Do you have any final thoughts or comments about why people should come?
Well, more than anything, it's a chance to meet everybody else.
Sure.
You know, in the summertime, you're so busy with all the things that you're trying to do, you just can't. You know,
right.
you can't do this kind of thing. But what I hear more and more from people that, you know, weren't even really farming yet, once they came to the conference, it's like, oh, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, here's the person I need to talk to about, you know, this thing or that thing.
Yeah, the networking that happens between farmers at these conferences is probably the most valuable thing, right? Because you, like you said, in the summer they get so busy, but if they have a problem, something that they can't figure out, they can, you know, call on that person, that other farmer that they met at the SARE conference and be like, hey, how are you handling this? Or what are we going to do about that new fee at the farmer's market? Or what about this? So, yeah, I agree that that networking is wildly, it covers the cost, right? That's covers
yeah.
your cost of attendance is the people that
yeah,
you meet.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been hammered in the past because the conference has been too much scientists and, you know, Division of Ag and, you know, regulations. And
bureaucrats.
So this year I'm working really hard that the people that are talking, you know, almost 75%, probably more, are people that are actually out there farming.
On the land. Good. That's awesome. Okay, well, let's remind people of the website one more time, Steve. Like you said, we're using one of those shortcut websites, so it's bit.ly.
Yeah, bit.ly SareConf, SareConf.
Okay, perfect. And we'll put a link to it on our Farmland Trust Facebook page and a link to it when we link to this podcast for the radio show. And just encourage all these Alaskan farmers and even people that aren't farming yet but are interested to attend the SARE conference coming up 2 weeks in Fairbanks.
Yeah, yeah. And there's registration at the door.
Okay, so perfect. We won't turn folks away?
No, we are not turning folks away.
Okay, very good. Well, Steve, thank you again so much for getting up early on this Wednesday morning and joining us for Ag Matters. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, and I know it's going to be another great conference.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And thank you so much for the invitation to talk.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.